It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yeah, that's right. It's me, Joe Canelli. It's your daily sports dump. It's today, March 31st. It's my birthday. I'm not afraid to say it. It's my birthday, and that's why I want you to have to listen to the rest of this podcast for my birthday present. I will try not to ramble on too much. Actually, it's fairly organized, especially for one of these episodes. So let's get right to it. First off, let's start out with a fake sports highlight until we get sports back. At some point, I was doing calling, like, live sports, like pretending to call an event each time. I did that bit for a short time a couple weeks ago, and then I found that that was so heavily produced, it would take me an hour to put together, like, a two-minute baseball scenario. So that's not happening anymore, despite the fact that I certainly have enough time to do it. Instead, what I'd like to do is provide you with a sports highlight every day from a game that didn't happen but would have if they were, if that makes sense. So today's sports highlight, it's not baseball. Nope, it's actually FIFA World Cup qualifying, CONMEBOL. I don't know what CONMEBOL means, but it's South American in some way. So we're giving you some fake highlights from the Bolivia versus Argentina match. The imaginary score was 3-0 as Leo Messi scored the first two goals and then decided not to score the hat trick and just gave up the third goal to a teammate, Kun Agüero. Oh, hang on a second. Oh, this is great. I'm going to use this. Hang on, sweetie. I'll accept this. Hold on. Oh, who is it? Former actor Jack McBrayer. Folks, I am recording my sports podcast live, and former actor Jack McBrayer is on with me right now. This was a total surprise. I said it was my birthday. I started minutes ago. I knew you would call sometime today.
Well, here, finish your podcast, and we'll talk later on.
No, I'm going to stop my podcast. It's not live. All right, well, I apologize for the interruption. See, I changed it from yesterday when I said, pardon the interruption. I didn't want to get sued. My show's called I Apologize for the Interruption. That was celebrity friend Jack McBrayer, huh? And what did I tell you about that guy? Just yesterday I told you. What did he do when I met him in New York a long time ago?
He ate a can of cold spinach for his dinner.
That's exactly right. I visited him in New York years ago. And see? So anybody who's out there eating cold spinach right now, you too could end up being someone who calls me on my birthday. So I apologize for that interruption, but I'll keep it in there.
It's his birthday right now.
Yeah, I said that. So since you're here and you want to do something, go ahead. Pick two teams out of there. We'll get back to my sports highlight of the day. Didn't even get to the good part of it. Just pick any two helmets out of there. This is our prognosticator. And since you may not know this, but 2 years ago, we did picks. No, not a baseball and a football. Get two football ones, whichever ones you want. The whole family and a professional football player all did picks. And my youngest daughter here, at the time, she was 4.5 or 5. She was the only one with a above 500 record. So she is our football picker now. So go ahead. You picked out two helmets. What helmets do you have right there?
I have
the Tennessee Titans.
The Tennessee Titans.
And the new.
The new.
England.
Patriots.
Now, Tom Brady's not on the Patriots anymore. So who do you pick in this matchup between the Tennessee Titans and the New England Patriots?
Why are they playing?
The game is being played in a medical facility, no fans there. The facility is in Omaha, Nebraska. Who's closer to Omaha? Is your guess always going to be whoever's closest to the city?
Yeah.
Well, is that always been your system?
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't know geography before.
I know geography for my geography class in Star at school.
Okay. Let's not plug the school too much, all right? All right, so Tennessee's closer to Omaha. There it is, Tennessee. Wow. Good thing we're not putting money on any of these in real games.
Well, these aren't really real games. They're just imaginary games.
Yeah, I explained that earlier. Thank you, though. Okay, thanks. That was your segment.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Okay, sorry. Wow, what a interrupted episode it was. And just so you know, I mean, there's been hours between when I left off from that phone call. Not, I wasn't talking to him. But I keep getting these darn messages. So if you want to do me a happy birthday thing, why don't you just leave a rating and review on, not Facebook. God, that's the worst. On Twitter, iTunes. Do it on iTunes. All right, let's start the show. Here's your fake sports highlight, ladies and gentlemen. Today's highlight, again, we're going back. FIFA World Cup qualifying, CONMEBOL. In South America, we have Bolivia versus Argentina. In our imaginary game, Messi scores two goals and sets up another to Kun Agüero as they win 3-0. But the real highlight of the game was in the second half when a crazed fan rushed onto the field in a Maradona uniform, got the ball, and proceeded to dribble for 12 minutes while security tried to track him down. Now, it turned out later on it was Maradona in a fueled craze who had run onto the field. And I got to say, the old guy still got it in our imaginary world as he was able to fend off the security for 12 full minutes while dribbling the soccer ball. Impressive. If only this would have been a real highlight. All right, that was your fake sports highlight for today, folks. But let's move on. And we are moving on to a segment we haven't done recently, but we've said we're not doing it recently and use the music anyway. But today we are giving you a mock draft update. Now, I had planned to do a mock draft update regardless today, but I was going to go to old faithful CBS Sportsline, who's constantly pumping out these mock drafts. But today we got another big fish. That's right. No, not the biggest. Not Mel Kiper. A metaphorical big fish. I'm talking about the Robin to Kuiper's Batman, of course, Todd McShay, the boy wonder, former boy wonder. He's not a boy anymore. He really wasn't even before. But compared to Mel, I guess he was. So he put out a mock draft today. And if you don't know the segment, I look at these mock drafts so that you don't have to. And that's how it works. So in looking at Todd McShay's two-round mock, there's really not much of interest. He and Mel have most of the same picks, but I'll just read a few of the choice cuts from his description up in the top. And here's the thing. Up in these top descriptions, there's always something that tells you you don't need to read the rest of the article. But now it's time for another mock draft. And with everyone practicing social distancing at the moment, topical, that's my editorializing, let's go ahead and take this one two rounds deep for all of you. I'm sorry. Let's not use the term two rounds deep for all of you. I just think it's too sensitive of a phrase. And that's when I would stop reading if I were you. But he's got his predictions for all the first and second round picks. But this is all an advertisement for a SportsCenter special. So if you're going to watch that, you don't want to ruin it with this. Blah, 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 blah. There you go. That was your mock draft update for today. I look at the mock draft so you don't have to. And we'll have our mock draft coming out soon enough. I don't even know if I did jokes. We got jokes today, too. Whoop. Holy cow. We've got a lot going on, folks. So let's get to the jokes. Whoop. The Augusta National Golf Club announced plans to donate $2 million to help victims of the coronavirus. Now, the club did later withdraw their pledge after discovering that minorities can get coronavirus, too. Because they're a racist golf club, guys. You don't have to say racist golf club, right? It's kind of redundant. ESPN said they're moving up their highly anticipated Michael Jordan documentary to the end of April. Now, there's some concerns that the doc isn't quite ready yet, though, and that it may lose in the ratings to a documentary about young Shaq and Penny Hardaway. That's a deep cut there, folks. That's a good one, though. That's a good one, Quincy. ESPN commentator Jay Williams, you guys know him? He's a deep cut, too. Number one pick in the draft. No, number two. Yao Ming was number one. And then this guy got hurt in a motorcycle accident. Don't ride motorcycles, guys, with million-dollar contracts. Anyway, that guy, he thinks the NBA playoffs should be held on cruise ships. Now, what do you think of that, Sports Widow? Should the NBA hold their season on cruise ships?
Sure.
No, that laugh was a mocking laugh, everyone. And I agree with the mocking laugh. We've worked on cruise ships. And I don't think it's a good idea. Now, Williams did say he got the idea after realizing that, like NBA fans, cruise ship patrons are used to seeing shitty magic. Shitty magic?
Yes.
Get it? And what's the NBA reference?
Orlando Magic.
There you go. See? She knows it. Two Orlando Magic jokes in three jokes. Man. And then Augusta is in Georgia. It's a real Southeast-centric joke section today. Those were the jokes for today. So we're moving on. Oh, yes. In the age of classic, there was a classic today, some baseball game, Mets. Braves, not classic enough to watch. But last night was the Rams Chiefs. So I've been saying that it's the age of, it's also my voice is dead. This is like 9 hours after I started this podcast. Since that phone call came at the beginning, I've had to FaceTime my parents. A couple friends have called. It's been a very lovely birthday and everything. My voice is kind of shot because, you know, on your birthday, you have to take extra medicine sometimes. So, and my wife made lovely lamb chops, potatoes, bok choy, great cake, homemade pizza. We're eating well despite this. And it was a special occasion. We're not going crazy with the food right now. Only bought one bag of Doritos. So that'll tell you something. At a time, yes. All right, so this is hours in the making. This believe it or not, this thing you're listening to. It's been hours in the making, but we're moving towards the end. So again, I don't know if it's a segment yet, the age of classic sports, because each night they're going to run classic sports. So maybe we'll just start treating those as if they're the actual events, and then we can write jokes on those that are 20 years old. And finally, am I allowed to say "and finally"? I stole that from somebody else too. Who cares? The final thing for today, if you'd like, I said that I was going to have a little bit of Husker content. Because if you folks don't know, my most successful podcasting venture is a Nebraska Cornhuskers podcast called the Big Red Cobcast. But in this climate, we're going to every other week, so I'm trying to make up for it a little bit with a little bit of Husker content. And everybody's going to like this, except Husker fans, that they have spent more money in like the last 15 years paying fired coaches than any other school in the country. Now this 34 mil. 28 mil, that counts a couple of basketball coaches too. But Callahan, Pelini, and Riley, all those guys were making like 5-plus mil. So if you're not a Nebraska fan, that's good news. If you are a Nebraska fan, that's why we didn't say Bill Callahan's name for a long time in that other podcast. All right, folks, I think that's all I got for you. Tomorrow is April 1st, which is going to start the month of April in the year of 20. Now, if you know what that means, it means it's 420 all month. I do another podcast. I'm going to be doing 420 tips for the marijuana enthusiast or novice. This is 420, so it's going to run the gamut. It's going to be albums, books, things, recommendations, and tips for you. So if you want to tune into that, they are sponsoring this episode of the Sports Dump, and it's called At the Doobies with Spliffgill and Ebernd. Maybe I'll put a link somewhere on the website. Also follow us on Twitter at Sports Dump Show, Instagram at @the_sports_dump, because maybe I'll do the lives from there. I'm not sure. I need to research. And finally, go to sportsdump.com for any of our written content and some video content and crap like that. Whoop. Happy birthday to me. April Fool's is tomorrow. It's going to be hard to do April Fool's jokes, but I'm sure someone will manage it. Okay, bye.